Not been great for football these last few days, has it, Stuart? These continued allegations about corruption, and apparently there's more coming before the weekend.
Been great for us because we won 2-1 the other night, so I'm more than happy with it's going for us. But I don't like commenting on something I'm not fully of all the facts, you know, and there's allegations, things are coming out, whatever. So when them things do come out, then it's for people who've been involved in it, obviously, to reply. You know, I'm going to say 1,000,000%. I've never ever been approached in any way with any financial, be it from agents, whatever it is. I think when you're out of the game, I've gone and done after dinner speaking and chats and whatever. But you know, when it comes down to this, no. So as I say, I'm not a big believer in talking about something you don't really know a lot about. And I don't. It's disappointing for the game, obviously, for the national game, with the England manager having to leave his job. But whatever else comes out, then I think we're all, what's the word? I said not looking forward to it. But you know, you hear all these stories are going to be coming out, and then you know, you just have to see how people react to it.
And how much of a relief was it on Tuesday to finally turn one of the draws into a victory?
Yeah, massive relief. I think that was the overriding thing. As soon as the final whistle goal, it was relief because you know, it was, we needed the 3 points. There was no qualms about it. It would have been nice to do it with a better performance, but sometimes, and we said before the game, that one in particular was about the result above the performance. You know, I was still slightly disappointed that we didn't play as well as we can, but I've got to be realistic. We can't expect to, you know, be outstanding or fantastic every game. You know, as long as when we have them periods in the game and we take the opportunities, then great. So relief, yeah, it took a lot away the frustration, and hopefully now we can carry on their away form, which has been excellent, and without the pressure of knowing the next home game they'll be. But listen, we're always under pressure to win at home, but it was we were delighted to do so.
And you mentioned your away form being excellent, but Chesterfield have really made their home ground a fortress this season.
Yeah, they have, and they'll be really deeply disappointed the other night. I mean, 3-1 up to concede 2 late goals to Gillingham, and they were in a very comfortable position. And the one thing they do, they score goals at home, even though Ched Evans looks as though he's going to be out, and he started the season well. The two other lads have done terrific. They get good wide players. So I think it'll be a really open, entertaining game. I think both sides, they're obviously at home, they need a win. We're going to win. Wherever we go, we go to try to win the game. So I can imagine it being an open game. So get your money on 0-0.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, having said they've scored a few, they've got a bit of a soft underbelly. They've conceded a few as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, listen, I'm sure Danny's more of aware what he wants to do and how he wants to approach it. But as always, we'll be aware of their threats and their strengths. But we've got to focus on what we can do and what we're good at. And as I say, just because the system the other night didn't work at home against Fleetwood doesn't necessarily mean it won't work away at Chesterfield.